Praise be Jesus and Mary. As we try to look at these readings together, put them together, we see that we need to get our priorities straight. What's most important for all of us? Well, it's actually the very reason we're here in this life on earth, is to move towards God, is to turn towards God, to give ourselves to Him. First, we see in the first reading, we see a look at the justice of God. He is truly all just, and we cannot compare to Him for anything. Right? We must shout with St. Michael, well, actually, it's his name, Michael, who is like God? No one is like God. And He would be perfectly just to destroy all of us. He owes us nothing. But what do we give Him in return? You see, that's what we have to look at. We should be examining our consciences every day. What do we give God? What have I given Him today in return for all that He has given me, which is everything? Even my very life, He has given it to me. We also have to look and see here that, well, God is perfectly just, very true, but He is also abundantly merciful. You see, He loves us. He wants us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. And He created us to be with Him, to serve Him. How well do I serve Him? How well am I serving Him today? That's what we need to ask ourselves. And then we see in the Gospel here we've just read, basically, several approaching our Lord, several people, several men approaching our Lord, almost as if they have the call to the religious life, and our Lord is saying, follow me. Now, what does He mean when our Lord says, follow me? He doesn't mean simply walk after Him. He means live the life I live. And note how He describes it. Foxes have dens and birds have the sky, and the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man, our Lord Himself, has nowhere to rest His head. Elsewhere He'll tell the disciples when they first start to follow Him, come and see. Right. But then from there He goes on. We see those who approach Him and say, oh, I'll follow you, but first let me do this. I'll follow you. What we see here, they start, but they don't necessarily persevere. Or they put other things first. And God is saying, no, this is first. Follow me. Live the life I live. And what is that life? Here it seems like quite a bit of uncertainty, but what it is the cross. But living the cross, carrying the cross, leads us to eternal life. You might say the life of the resurrection. It leads us to eternal life. And that is what our call is for every one of us. That is the direction we must be going. The prayer we prayed in the opening prayer, you might have recognized it, that is the prayer of the Angelus. We are celebrating a votive mass to Our Lady of the Rosary in this month of October, which is the month of the Rosary. And so there's the opening prayer. And we pray to be able to live following the cross through the passion of our Lord to the life of glory, to the glory of the resurrection. And that we do it through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. By recalling the mysteries of the life of our Lord, and we do with praying the rosary, we are recalling there is how we have to live our lives. That's the life of the gospel. That's living the life of Christ. And through that, may it bring us to the glory of the resurrection through the intercession of Mary. By the way, the Holy Father has asked us to pray the rosary every day. He's asked everyone to pray the rosary every day this month, a month dedicated to the rosary. So let us do that, not just this month, but take it with us continually, every day, pleading for Our Lady for the peace within the church and harmony within our world, and peace in our world, through her intercession, that we may be led to, just as we prayed, the glory of the resurrection, to the glory of eternal life with God forever. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.